It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugie.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. I'll tell you what, I've got to admit, the folks at Marshall County Extension have been busy the last couple of months. It's nice to see a couple of the representatives here all nice and calm and collected and not worried about anything. Megan Carlson and Chelsea Llewellyn join us. Ladies, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
I'm well. I'm just happy to have you guys here. And we could talk about all kinds of things. Who wants to start? I'm guessing we're going to put Megan.
Oh, sure. I'll go first.
And, you know, and you are recovered, I take it, from the Central Iowa Fair.
Yeah, pretty recovered. I took some time off last week and went to Minnesota and spent some time with some friends and came back and now gearing up for the State Fair.
So what does that involve as far as our local folks are concerned?
Yeah, so we have quite a few exhibitors that are exhibiting at State Fair. We have people who are taking static projects, which are our non-livestock, and then we also have communication exhibits, working exhibits, and as well as animal exhibits.
Did we have quite a few qualify from the Central Iowa Fair to go on to the State Fair?
Yeah, so for livestock, you actually don't have to qualify from the county level to go to State Fair. Anyone can go. And then with the static projects and the educational presentations and the working exhibits, we are able to send 28 non-livestock projects and then 6 educational presentations. And then we are sending 1 working exhibit this year to State Fair.
So is that, comparatively speaking, is that about normal for the entries that come in and out of the fair annually when there's no COVID involved?
I would say our static numbers are a little down of the numbers that we could send to State Fair, but that is also because they just renovated the 4-H building at the State Fairgrounds. So the area that we have to put projects is a little bit smaller this year. So each county gave up a few exhibits that they were able to send. But for the communication portion, the numbers that we were able to send was pretty normal.
So was the Central Iowa Fair as smooth running as it seemed to be from the outside looking in? I'm sure it was a little different on the inside looking out.
Yeah, it was actually a really good fair. We were sitting there the last day and we were like,
did we do everything we were supposed to?
Did we do everything we were supposed to?
It was good.
So we are having our wrap-up meeting on the 26th of the month, and we will have some community members and fair board members and 4-H and FFA families. So we'll see what their overall thoughts were and what we can improve on for next year.
And, you know, I've got to ask you, because of all the issues with COVID and everything, you know, there are people who would go, you know, I'm not going to go out to the fair this year because of that, but it really hasn't seemed to have affected anybody, and I'm just talking generally when I look at Marshall County stats. So, you know, that's a good sign that everybody was doing their part as well.
Yeah. So I think that attendance from the general public was probably down more than it usually is for the some of the entertainment things and just general public coming out to watch the livestock shows. But I think all of our 4-H and FFA families were just super glad that we were able to have a fair. It was pretty normal and that they were able to be there. So
how well overall did your 4-H'ers and FFA members do? Because, you know, it's always stressful for them trying to get ready for the fair. And I know part of the job for you folks is to try and smooth some of that nervousness out when you can. Did everybody do well?
Yeah, I think that, you know, there was just a few bumps in the road. But overall, I think that all of the 4-H'ers and FFA members had their stuff prepared and they were ready to go. So, yeah, I think it went really well.
So you've already got everything planned for next year's Central Iowa?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yep, we are ready to go. But,
well, I'm sure you've talked about it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, you've kind of, okay, we need to work on this a little bit or that a little bit.
Yep, we've talked about a few things. Nothing major. We don't know the dates for the fair next year yet. I'm sure they'll set those at their meeting this month. They usually try to. But yeah, I don't think there was a lot of huge things that need to be changed. There's, you know, just some small timing, logistical things that we're probably going to change for next year. But overall, a lot of the big stuff went well.
Was there anything that was your favorite portion of the fair this year for you? Because I'm sure that probably changes from year to year because you have, I don't want to call it the same old, but you know, you've got things that happen on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And then there's some other things that you kind of go, where'd that come from? I'm sure. What was your favorite part of the fair?
We enjoyed, I'll talk what mine
yeah,
was.
Yeah, Chelsea can go.
And Megan will probably say the same. We had an ice cream social.
Oh, yeah.
The clubs got to make an ice cream on site. And then we all gathered once it was done. And we got to vote for our favorite ice cream. We got to try all the ice creams and then vote for it. And it was well attended by other 4-H families and then some general public as well. And the clubs, we voted by money. So you put the money in for your favorite ice cream, and then all the money went back to their club to be able to do something fun with the club. And they all the clubs made money, and it was a good turnout, and that was pretty fun. It was new. So I think they'll do it again. Obviously, as any first event, there's changes that can be made. Mm-hmm. But it was fun, and the clubs really enjoyed it, and we'll probably do it again next year.
Made almost $400, so it was really good, and my parents and my aunt and uncle came up and surprised me for it, and so that was fun, too, just to have a little bit of a normalcy at the fair, so it was good.
It's hard to beat ice cream sometimes.
Oh, for sure. They had some really good flavors. There was, like, mint chocolate chip. There was, like, a presidential peach made by the Edler family from State Center, and apparently they served it to President Reagan when he was on one of his tours when he was president. So, yeah, there was actually some kind of cool history behind some of the recipes that were made.
So what are you looking forward to as far as the state fair is concerned?
So as a county staff person, we have the opportunity to go and work the livestock shows. And so that provides me the opportunity to be able to go and watch my member's show, which is something that I really enjoy coming up from a livestock family. I always went to the state fair and either was showing or there to watch some friends' show. So it's always nice to be able to go and watch some of our kiddos' show and be there to take pictures and cheer them on. So that's what I'm excited for.
Do you have a food that you say I've got to have every year that I go?
Probably a pork chop on a stick. I also really like the gyros. But I don't know if I necessarily have like something that where people are like, get out of my way, I need to get to this stand. But I mean, all fair food is good.
There's nothing that you beeline for as soon as you put your step on the
ground.
Probably
a bucket of cookies I have to get or a cup of cookies before I leave eventually.
Well, congratulations to both of you and to the extension office and all the other folks involved.
Yeah, thank
you. Fair went well, and you know, it's a little bit of uneasiness considering what we went through last year when it was very, very low key. So it's good to have that back. Meanwhile, Chelsea, you're still working away with Master Gardeners and gardening and trying to fill a pantry. Remind us again what that's all about.
Yeah, so my Master Gardeners did a really cool thing this spring, and they decided, along with some ideas for me, that we wanted to put together a pantry. And obviously, since we're gardeners, geared towards putting fresh produce in it. So that is at our office at 2608 South 2nd Street. It's big. It's called a little food pantry because that's just kind of what it's designed after. But it's not little. It is very large. It's got double door swing outs with plexiglass. It's screened. It's ventilated. It's got it's roofed. It's stained. It's beautiful. And yeah, I had one of my master gardeners is a retired engineer. He made up the blueprints. He was amazing. So if you're looking for fresh produce in the next coming months while we're getting pretty hot and heavy into the gardening season, you can come out to our office. Again, it's 2608 South 2nd Street. It's located like right on the edge of our parking lot. You don't even have to come all the way into our parking lot to get it. It is in the parking lot. That way, so it's safe and you're not out in the street. That was something we really look into to make sure that it was safe for the clients that are using it, as we didn't want to have them standing in the street. Right. So you can park in the parking lot and just walk right up to it. But it's not just produce. It is being stocked with non-perishables that the community members are bringing. One of my Master Gardeners, I'm sure most listeners might know him, Gary Fulton. He's also on the board for the emergency food box. So when he gets extras over there, he does drop off some stuff at the pantry. And we've had other community members drop. I have not provided the pantry with non-perishables. Community members are doing that themselves. I've had several people bring their extra produce too. So if you are a listener and have extra produce and you're like, oh man, I've already given all my family members my zucchinis, where else am I going? Because it's zucchini season, right? So drop off your extra produce at the pantry at any time. I try to go out there daily and post pictures of what's in it. So if you also have not liked our ISU Extension Outreach Facebook page for Marshall County, you can like that Facebook page and our Marshall County Master Gardener Facebook page. I post it on one of the either pages and then share it to the other or tag the other in it. So both pages are getting that picture and what's in the pantry for that day. And then I also share it to the Marshall County Outreach private group too. So it's getting well out there, and it's been a lot of fun watching it get used, and I'm really proud of my Master Gardeners, and it's really great. It's a really great thing.
Did I see one post where you said you were reminding folks to check in the cooler too?
Yeah. Oh yes. Good to know. I do have a nice little sign on there that says open me now. it's a really large cooler turned on its side. You open up the left swinging door and then open up the cooler. And I'm trying really hard to put things that are a little bit more sensitive to the heat, like cucumbers and peppers. They turn a little bit faster in the heat, you know, other than like a potato that could be sitting out in the pantry for 2 weeks and be fine. So I try to put ice packs in there every day. So just it stays a little bit cooler and fresh. So make sure you check the pantry when you stop by. Or if you are donating a produce that's a little more sensitive to the heat, you can plop it in there. If it may not have an ice pack in there at the time, because maybe I'm in the office, which now my ice pack's, but I'll get ice packs out there eventually.
Now, I happened to drive by it the other day, and I saw the pantry, but things are really growing at your little community garden out there, too. And it's kind of like, wow, look at all that.
Yeah, we're doing some interesting things this year. We're growing little potato cucumbers. It really is a cucumber.
Little potato cucumbers.
It kind of looks like a cantaloupe because it's got like a thicker rind to it, but it's like the size of about like a new potato kind of a size.
It looks like a kiwi.
It kind of does. Yeah, it's really shaped like a kiwi and about that size. But otherwise, we got the traditional tomatoes, peppers. We got jalapenos coming on. We pulled all the onions already, but we pulled about 15 onions and those went fast in the pantry. Who doesn't like onions? At least I love onions.
So what kind of questions are you getting right now? Are you getting a lot of concern about the lack of water? I mean, we got a little bit of rain this morning. Yeah. Probably wasn't enough to do a whole lot from what I could tell.
Still pretty behind.
What are you telling folks right now? Can you tell them anything?
We're not getting a whole lot of questions yet. I do have plans probably for our next spotlight here on your radio to have one of our ag specialists kind of highlight on that. I think it'll be coming up a little bit more with questions with, where pastures are burning up, what are we going to do for feeding into the winter or the fall and the winter? So we're not getting the questions yet, but I'm prepared for when those happen. We're just getting a lot of bug questions and bugs,
lots of bugs,
a lot of bugs in like your in the vegetable gardens and some with the ornamental plants and stuff. But it's a lot of bugs right now coming in, wonderful bugs and tree questions never stop though. Especially after the storm, we're still getting questions from that my tree wasn't showing signs until now after the storm. What do I do? So dealing with a lot of more of those questions, but I would assume the stress of the drought will be coming soon.
Are there any bugs we should be keeping an eye out for, or are they just our usual, for lack, if you excuse the pun, garden variety of bugs?
Yeah, it's a lot of the normal varieties that people maybe just hadn't seen in their yard yet. Obviously, Japanese beetles have been hit here hard, and I have had a few trickle in. I think a lot of people know of them already, but if you haven't seen Japanese beetle damage, you're lucky. But if you get a laced like pattern on your leaves, know that it's probably Japanese beetle. You can bring it by my office and I can positively ID those because I've had enough of them. But those are coming out. And then other just normal stuff. We've had some questions about bees lately, just making sure they knew that if it was the right kind of wasp and to make sure they're not too dangerous.
Yeah, there's a bunch of wasps out there.
Yeah, there is.
Well, thank you both as always for the time and for the information. Megan Carlson, good luck with the 4-H.
Thank you.
FHAers are going to the state fair, and good luck with the pantry, Chelsea. And we'll keep up on top of that. So Megan Carlson and Chelsea Llewellyn, our guests today from Marshall County. ISU Extension and Outreach on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.